Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In this episode, we're talking about the sacred topic of motivation. And in the battleground of transforming your marriage, man, it can be a real spiritual dogfight. And knowing how to access a sustainable, supportive level of background motivation coming from emotion, the energy that puts into motion, finding a source of motivation that can sustain you over the long term is absolutely essential, not just in transforming your marriage, in transforming your life in any great endeavor, and transforming your marriage leadership in family in the modern world. Man, it's the most exceptionally challenging gauntlet that can be put before you as a man. Kicking off this journey, I've a few questions to ask you to bring you in on this process, and I do, as always, ask you to be radically honest with yourself as you answer, literally do answer them in the moment. You ever feel deeply disappointed and hurt when your efforts don't make your queen happy? Do you ever feel rejected when your sexual advances are shut down? Do you ever experience anxiety in trying to transform your marriage? Do you ever feel immense highs of marriage breakthroughs followed by anxiety in the following lows when it just doesn't seem to be working so well? If you're answering yes to these questions, it's not your fault. You're definitely not alone. Key to this, I've spoken before about the masculine leadership poles. Great masculine leadership traits are, establishing progress and presence. And there's a big difference between these. Progress is represented by the telescope. Your 100% marriage transformation, long term. Living happily ever after, forever more, your sex life, communication, intimacy, relationship, talking, future together, parenting, everything epic. That's progress. That's telescope. It's long term. Presence is the microscope, and within a motivation perspective, it's like it's focusing on the 1% of the way is the success. Now, in your marriage transformation journey, anytime you're leaning into action to transform your marriage, it has the potential of being an amplifying process or a depleting process. I want to make sure I acknowledge deep inspiration for this episode, Andrew Huberman, neurophysiologist. Fucking badass. It's not the first time I've come upon dopamine. In many of my learnings, I did a coach training a couple of years back. But Huberman, I just want to put a sacred masculine bow to his inspiration on this. I listened to some of his teachings recently that really just focused my mind on the importance of this topic for myself and for you guys, hence the episode. So, when you're taking action to transform your marriage, it can be an amplifying process or a depleting process. And the key to this, from a neurophysiological perspective, is balancing the dopamine and epinephrine systems. The mechanism of dopamine is a super potent neurochemical compound that, when you can harness the fullness of it, man, you're unstoppable, literally unstoppable. The key thing here is the mechanism of dopamine and the pathfinding source of energy that it gives to goals is in humans and in animals alike. Like if you're considering a grazing animal, might be on a barren landscape, there's not much vegetation there, where they don't smell water, which animals can do. I did not know that till Huberman said it on the podcast. They might take a different course and suddenly they get the scent of water. Now, here's the key thing. That's the point where they get the dopamine release and not when they get to the water. You see, dopamine gives you the energy to do whatever is necessary to get to the reward. Like when you get that kick, it's dopamine. The dopamine release is saying, like, get going, man. You know, there's a reward waiting for you. It mobilizes you. Think about it from a human perspective. Imagine like you're walking in a desert, dying of thirst, when you suddenly spot just in the horizon, there's this big lake. Immediately you have the energy to run the remaining kilometer. When just a couple of moments ago, you were fighting the impulse to just crumble up, down on your knees and just die on the spot. You have that capacity. We all have this capacity. You might have some experiences of this in sporting capacities, in your marriage, you know, in moments, in business, in career, where you thought all was lost, and then suddenly you see a possibility of a breakthrough, of a win, something that is really motivates you, and then all of a sudden your nervous system is flush with hope and with energy to drive you forward. That is dopamine, my friends. Now, within the marriage transformation journey, you know, walking in the desert is kind of like years in marriage, where your best efforts with no toolkit ever seems good enough. Is there any autobiographical relevance in that for you? I know for myself, man, when I like just speak those words, it's like, oh, that's my first 12 years in marriage. Doing my absolute damnedest best with a really inadequate toolbox. And my best was just never good enough. In a desert, it was like less and less and less connection, less and less intimacy, less and less nice energy between myself and my queen, etc., etc. Then, so you're walking through the desert. And imagine, because you're walking through the desert, that's why you ended up Spotify or Apple iTunes, the podcast, wherever it is that you found this podcast, and you're like, whoa, you know, you be the husband she brags about. You know, a lot of you guys have said, oh, wow, like it's the name, catches the name. Good marketing work by myself behind the scenes. And it's like your system goes, fuck yeah. And that fuck yeah is actually dopamine, because it's like, oh, okay, come on, let's start listening. And you listen in and you're like, you're really liking what you're hearing. There's an idea and this part of like, I can do it. So listening to the podcast motivates, but the buzz dies when you re-enter your marriage reality. This is a real key thing I want to be speaking to, definitely for you guys that are just listening in, which I honor if that's what your level of engagement. I honor that. I do know that, you know, when guys reach out to me for application calls, I am hearing almost like in 75%, 80% of the calls, I'm hearing this report of, yeah, Mark, I absolutely love the podcast. I mean, it really motivates me, gets me going, but I just can't get the thing going, you know, just by myself. It's that lone wolfing element. But it's foundationally, there's a lot of issues with where guys are getting their motivation from. I also do hear it from guys within Heroic Husbands Men Circles. This is like a human existential challenge to meet where and when you're accessing your reserves of how dopamine can power you forward. It's a maker or breaker in reaching your potential. You know, the masculine, you know, our impulse to embody the fullest level of freedom, spiritual freedom, psychological freedom, financial freedom, emotional, sexual freedom, etc., etc. How you consciously tap into this resource of dopamine within the body, it's key. So instead of going to boom bust, where it's like boom, yay, and then bust, you're feeling depleted. Well, the first thing that you need to do, and I'm not going to do the whole episode on this, you need to create the oasis in the desert vision. Like if your marriage has felt like a desert, you need to create that motivating vision where it's like, okay, I'm clear about what I'm looking to move towards, what I'm speaking to my queen about moving towards. You need to get really clear in that. I'm going to assume that you have that done, or you have some version of that, or by me saying this, you realize you got to fucking go journal and journal deep about that. There's beautiful episodes. If you go a couple of episodes before this one, I have the one about daily journaling. There's the free journaling link There are exceptionally powerful journaling prompts within that. There's a free download in the description of that episode that can really support you in getting that Oasis in the Desert. So that is foundational. I'll assume from this point forward in this episode that you already have that. So a key thing here is like desire. You got to get really clean and clear about your desire. Most of you guys, I imagine you can register that there's like this low or sometimes a really high level of sort of like this background bubbling agitation where you're trying to will something good to happen in your marriage. That's dopamine, my guys. And it's dopamine, as Huberman would say, it's working with his close cousin epinephrine, which is adrenaline. They sort of hang out together in a desire, hey, let's engage, let's get to work. Desire, let's get to work mode. It's always this desire, work. And eventually you get to win, obviously, if you're implementing strategies that are proven to work. Now, what's the make or break in all of this is, I'd say there's one vision. So you have your oasis in the desert. You've been languishing, if you're like me, 12 years languishing in the desert and getting worse and worse and less fruit trees, rose plants, no flowers growing, less, it was all less and less. You get to this point where it's like, you got to get your shit together. So you have your vision. There's two paths. I would call it like dopamine desperation pathways and dopamine dominance pathways. We want to get to the dominance part. The first one is dopamine desperation pathways. What I'm witnessing and a witness within myself is most husbands allow the peak in dopamine to become exclusively associated with the win. And like, what's the win for us guys? It's a happy wife. A happy wife, sexually fulfilled. She's feeling we're trustworthy. You know, happily ever after. Yay! She's back on board. Completely. Now, the dopamine desperation pathways is when, what I call that boy bitch energy, it's craving feminine approval. So it loves the win. And it experiences anxiety in the effort. There's the fear of failure. Is dominant. So it's like it puts everything in, and it's just, there's this buildup of massive tension, and the only time the dopamine release happens is when we win, when she's like, yay, you know, she finally had sex, you know, like after 6 months of not having sex, have sex, she's feeling happy, you're feeling happy, you're like, yay, I'm king of the, you know, you're king of the manor, king of life, it's brilliant. But there's an immediate thing that happens after that, which is, it's like this post-win depression or anxiety and shame and inadequacy comes back in, because it's like, oh, now what? Because you get so connected, so attached to the dopamine kick of the win. Boy bitch energy is like, oh, you know, my, you know, queen is happy. Happy wife, happy life, you know. Happy wife, happy husband. We say this shit and it's like really, really destructive, because we're, again, these myths and these really bad advices, bad things that we keep copper fastening, is like we get so attached to the dopamine kick of the win. Think of postpartum depression. That's like a real obvious one, where there's this massive euphoric high followed by the mundane. And from a human psychological perspective, like that's like the massive high dopamine, yay, you've birthed something beautiful, epic into the world. Think of postpartum, you've gifted and birthed something beautiful into your marriage, you know, your marriage win. It's always going to be followed by that mundane, where your wife isn't as happy as last night when she orgasmed, and like it's just back to the humdrum, you know, everyday type things. And hey, you've had a breakthrough in your communication and your sex, but there still is a lot of pissed off energy. There's resentment, because if you're like me, not showing up for 12 years, some of you guys are not showing up for 4 or 5 years, some of you guys are not showing up for 20 years, 30 years, and now you're really getting to town. You know, you're going to have these wins along the way, but if you get too attached to the win, you're not going to be able to receive the kickback the next morning when, hey, she's just not beyond, you know, you're not there yet. So if you're too attached to the win, you're going to get a massive feeling of rejection when she gives you more feedback. It's like, you're not the king of last night. You're like, oh man, here we go again. boy bitch energy, doesn't like the effort. It craves and gets super attached to the win. Just touch base with yourself. Is that sort of common to how it happens within your emotional system? Now, what heroic husbands do is this essential internal shift. I call it dopamine dominance pathways, where you can dominate any area of your life. And like the most attractive thing to our queens is when we dominate our whole entire existence, take extreme ownership, we ultimately get our shit together. You know, transforming your marriage, it's not about being able to talk a little bit nicer. It's not about, like, you know, just playing the sexual dance a little bit better. They're important components of it. The thing that our queens yearn from the most, so that they can surrender into full feminine safety in our presence, is we just take ultimate responsibility for our entire lives, extreme ownership style. That's going to take dopamine dominance pathways. In the shift, it's like when you get a big win, you relax. You don't crash hard. You don't jack off thinking, yeah, you know, it's like jacking off to porn. It's like another boy bitch habit. When there's the post, you know, the post party, post win, yay, the kings relax knowing that the scales will resettle. When you start is using dopamine as a motivator, not just seeking the reward high, you know, that access to energy, it's infinite. The process is the reward. Boy bitch energy, the end line is the reward. Happy wife, happy life type paradigm. Not very trustworthy in the eyes of her queen, in the hearts of her queen. You know, kings, heroic husbands, you start challenging your nervous system, training your nervous system that, you know, you get to connection, but there's no end zone dances. There's no goal celebration. There's no finish line frenzy. I'm talking about the frenzy thing. It's like you can relaxedly, you know, celebrate within yourself. You're happy with that. So let's say you start taking this on. What this looks like is, hey, if whatever you have been doing in your process, you've been communicating better, you've been showing up, getting your shit together in ways that your queen has given you feedback, you're listening to the podcast and you're doing your stuff. You know, if what you've been doing in your process, in your habits, in the way you've been engaging in new ways of speaking, new ways of acting, behaving around your queen, around home, and connection is a result. There's a relaxed inner sort of like, you know, but of course, I've been committing to the process. This is like a new way of relating. It's like, yeah, of course, I don't have to get into a frenzy here. This was no fluke. I've been establishing a new system of thinking, of talking, and of taking action. So it's like, yeah, there's a celebration. You do fucking enjoy the connection with your queen. Enjoy the fact that she's reciprocating your efforts. She's, you know, smiling. She's relaxing into your presence. She's sexually opening, and etc. etc. But there's a yeah, of course, cool. You know, this isn't. I'm not going to go into a frenzy about the end line because it's about the process. I've been dedicating and committing and recommitting to the process. And because in moments when, you know, your advances, your efforts, that don't seem to be received in that moment, you know, when this kingly, heroic perspective is like, hey, in that moment, you know, it's like you haven't won, but the inner chatter comes more from a soft, grounded perspective of, you know, I'm learning. I had the courage to speak or, you know, to take action. She's having a human experience. Hey, it's okay. It's not always about me. There's this relaxed, grounded energy. I talk within Heroic Husbands, one-on-one work with guys in the men's circles, and those guys are fucking exceptional the way they've been showing up. The core message is mountain in the storm. This has been the mountain in any storm. The mountain in the storm, the mountain doesn't get, you know, overly, oh yeah, you know, it's a good day, there's no winds outside. It's just the fucking mountain is majestic, it's there. Good weather, bad weather, the mountain is there. Key to all of this is like positive thoughts do give us a lift. Dopamine, that powerful neurochemical places a paradigm within, like, when we're living in the outside world, the outside world just starts to have infinitely more possibility. There's forward momentum available to you when you can harness this. Now, Huberman really goes into this. It's like positive thinking has to be honest. You can't be bullshitting yourself. I say that heroic humility, the grounded truth of where you're truly at. I say it in nearly every single episode. You know, if you're there thinking, oh, I'm going to be a sex god tomorrow, I'm going to be a sex god tonight. But if you're like me and just the whole art of the sexual dance, sexual attraction just has not come natural to you, maybe there's a lot of sexual shame, whatever, you know, that's not going to be available tonight. So thinking that isn't going to unlock dopamine. You just don't have the skills yet. Growth mindset. You know, oh, I'm going to be the perfect communicator tomorrow. I'm going to get my shit together. I listen to whatever podcast. I'm like, I'm going to nail it. You're not quite there yet. And if you start trying to G up your inner neurochemistry by thinking that, you know, positive affirmations, if they're not really honest, dopamine won't actually come into the system. This honest positive thinking, it's just, it doesn't release dopamine. Now, there again, the kingly response is the perspective. Hey, I'm committing to the process of micro improvements. I'm going to really look out for growth opportunities. I'm going to listen to my queen and feedback, you know, in terms of communication, sexual attraction, parenting, financial management, household leadership, productivity, doing what I said I would do, key leadership thing, just being good with your word. It's micro improvements. It's plus ones, 1% better, just 1% better. I'm going to just the process of recognizing growth opportunities, incessantly listening to feedback from my queen, incessantly listening into the podcast here and just noticing what's a 1% improvement I can make. Dopamine will release. You're like, oh, I implemented that new way of speaking. I implemented just being the mountain in the storm, just shutting the fuck up, not going to fix her. I implemented that. That's a win. Doesn't matter if she opened her eyes, opened her beautiful legs to let you into her sacred garden. It doesn't matter about the big win or not. You're like, it's all about process. This is now setting down dopamine dominance pathways where you are going to be unstoppable. The whole point of this, guys, coming into landing here is like attach dopamine release to the process of pursuing the goal. You'll have more energy. A real key part is to place your energy into habit formation. So a habit moves the horizon closer. Another key place to put your attention is, you know, attach dopamine release to the belief that you're heading in the right direction. Again, you're looking to access more energy to prevent a boy bitch. Oh, I got the win, but now I'm into desperation. A lot of guys coming into Heroic Husbands men's circles, they have that cycle where they get really hit by, oh, I felt like a champion at the weekend, but then this happened on Monday and I'm back in the shithouse. And they'd like beat the shit out of themselves. They've yet to get into that dopamine dominance pathways where it's like, hey, it doesn't matter. This ship is moving forward. It doesn't matter what waves hit it. I'm unstoppably moving forward. It's my vision. I'm the leader of my house, of my kingdom, of my marriage. You know, I'm the king that my queen believes in deep down. It doesn't matter what her temporary storm is. I'm the man. She can trust me. I will weather any storm. My kids, you know, follow my lead. A practical example, you know, is to focus positive thinking to your training and the process. I want to give you a practical example. It's the old forget the milk idea. I know I read that before in David Aida, where I think by his example in the way of the superior man, he was like, yeah, you come home, you're celebrating. Oh, you know, I signed up a client or like a new contract that's worth $1 million and you're there. Yay. And your queen goes, did you remember the milk? And you get into this. Oh, but like, you know, I did. I forgot the milk, but, you know, did you not hear me? And she's like, yeah, but geez, you forgot the milk. I can't believe I really needed milk. I was going to do potato gratin tonight. You know, I needed the damn milk, man. That's the third time. And you're like, what? So the example of forgetting the milk, how you can focus your positive thinking in a way that can establish this or any habitual way with relating with a plus one opportunity, a growth opportunity that you're trying to implement, you focus all of your positive thinking as you relate with this new process of establishing a new way of relating. This will make it a repeatable process for you guys. You know, if your queen has got pissed with you not honoring your word to bring milk home, to bring something home from town, to do what you say you're going to do, it's a very, very common one. Very common one in so many marriages that queens just can't trust us on our word. You know, you self-reward and get the dopamine kick during the day. It's like, oh, I just wrote a note to remind me to buy the milk on the way home. It's like, yes. And the inside, you're like, legendary. Come on. You're getting into king mode. You're getting your shit together. You celebrate the fact that you put the note into your diary. You set the reminder for just like 5 minutes before you leave the office. The reminder comes on. Yes, like, yeah, go me. You know, in the process of buying the milk on the way home, you know, it's another opportunity where within yourself, this is internal validation. Internally validating. Dopamine is a release in the brain, is a subjective process. You get to decide how you can access this motivational kick that will drive you forward unstoppably to whatever you want to achieve. We're talking about marriage transformation here, but it's whole life transformation. When you're coming in the door with the milk in hand, I would say, you know, boy bitch energy is like, hey, you know, hey honey, got the milk. I'd say just shut the fuck up. The most powerful move in transforming your marriage for this type of stuff is boy bitch energy. The boy, you know, oh, look at me, mom. Look, I remembered, mom. Where's the smile? It's your smile that makes me feel good. It's like, just shut the fuck up. You got the milk? You come in. King mode, heroic husband mode is you're proud of you for having the milk in your hand. Detach from, you know, crossing the line. Detach from somebody giving you a trophy so you can feel validated by yourself. Detach from external validation. It doesn't matter if she notices. You're proud of you. Just like literally say, it's like, well done, man. This is substantial. You've forgotten the milk. You've forgotten so many different things. You're setting new pathways. You fucking got this. Walk in home. If she notices, she notices. If she smiles, she smiles. If she's busy doing shit, if she's not there, shut the fuck up. Walk to the fridge, put the milk in, and as you put it in going, go king. This is king mode. This is how you're turning your marriage around. This is how you're turning your life around. Internally, you're like, yeah, fucking, you're just feeling good. You give yourself a fist pump. This might seem silly, but I'm telling you guys, you got to get silly. You got to do atypical things. In the words, you must start relating with yourself in an atypical manner to get atypical results. And hey, heroic husbands, men's circles, 101, those guys, they're really getting used to atypical results. This is absolutely key. So in the middle of all of this, like, this is one of those episodes to go to again and again, is incessantly notice new habits, new plus ones, new ways to that you can get 1% better in whatever realm of your marriage, and seek feedback from your queen. Notice those growth opportunities and channel all your energy into thinking in a new way, focusing, hyper-focusing on your process, on the habit, on the new ways that you're speaking, on the new ways you're thinking, on the new ways that you're behaving, you're taking action to transform your marriage. Access the dopamine from your process. Commit, recommit to the process, to the habit formation, to the new ways, and self-validate that. That will have you unstoppable. Disconnect from your queen. There's going to be plenty of smiles, plenty of sexual, liberating, beautiful moments together, plenty of times when you're the king, she's in full trust with you. But there's going to be plenty of times when she's having your human experience and, hey, you know, you're like me, overcoming a lot of momentum where you weren't showing up, where she didn't feel seen, heard, and safe. So you got to get yourself like the mountain in the storm that can ride out whatever is necessary. This, by focusing and creating dopamine dominance pathways in your nervous system, self-validating yourself, this will have you as the unstoppable leader she is yearning you to be. Coming into landing on this, guys, do not miss out on your sacred opportunity to gain access to Heroic Husbands Men's Circles in the next intake. The intake is happening in the coming weeks, but you got to book your application call now. There's, I think, 10 guys signed up there. I've already had, I think it was 10 guys signed up last week when I spoke it. I've had application calls and the new guys are lining up. Do not miss the opportunity. The guys, you've seen them in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, they're the guys coming on for the Marriage Transformation Heroes series. Like after 2-3 months, most of them, they're coming on after an insanely short period of time and their entire marriage is transformed. And then they're just committing to like the entire life overhaul that has themselves, their queens, their kids and everybody else associated with them in the 7 generations after them going to be set up to for living happily ever after. That is available to you through Dopamine Dominant Pathways. Be the mountain in the storm that she, like, that's why she's in the game with you, man. Now is the time to transform your marriage. Now or 5 years ago. Don't be leaving it 5 more days, 5 more weeks or months, man. You really don't, I just don't want to hear any more stories of guys just waiting till it's just gone past the point where she's been considering having a divorce for 2 years. Now is your moment. Now is your cross of destiny. It takes 1 minute. Jump into podcast description. Make your application call happen. And man, happily ever after is available to you. You are that powerful. In perfect alignment with the mantra of this amazing movement, and I'm bowing and expressing gratitude and appreciation for every single one of you and the 10 out of 10 intentionality that you're showing up with. You're amazing men. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.